Good evening, this is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Onala Tani with the evening news. First, the headlines. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman presents first full-fledged budget of the third term of NDA government. Nagaland Chief Minister Nipiu Rio congratulates Finance Minister Sitharaman for presenting a historic 8th consecutive union budget. Nagaland's Lok Sabha MP Supungmerin Jamya raises concern over union budget. And road over bridge in Dimapur to open for vehicular movement from 7 a.m. tomorrow. Now the news in detail. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman today presented the first full-fledged budget of the third term of the NDA government. Presenting the budget in Lok Sabha, the Finance Minister announced that the nil tax slab is now extended up to 12 lakh rupees income. The Finance Minister also said that by adding the standard deduction of 75,000 rupees for the salaried class, the income of 12,75,000 per annum will not be taxed. Ms. Sitharaman also introduced new income tax slabs in the new regime of taxation.
Happy to announce that there will be no income tax payable up to income of 12 lakh rupees. In the new tax regime, I propose to revise tax rate structures as follows. 0 to 4 lakh rupees, nil. 4 to 8 lakh rupees, 5%. 8 to 12 lakh rupees, 10%. 12 to 16 lakh rupees, 15%. 16 to 20 lakh rupees, 20%. 20 to 24 lakh rupees, 25%. And above 24 lakh rupees, 30%.
She asserted that the new structure will substantially reduce the taxes of the middle class and leave more money in their hands, boosting household consumption, savings and investment.
New income tax bill will carry forward the same spirit of Nyaya in its drafting as well. The new bill will be clear and direct in text, with close to half of the present law in terms of both chapters and words. It will be simple to understand for taxpayers and tax administrators, leading to tax certainty and reduced litigation.
The limit for a tax deduction on interest for senior citizens will be doubled from 50,000 to 1 lakh. The Finance Minister highlighted taxation reforms as one of the key reforms to fulfill the vision of a developed India, describing it as a means to achieve good governance for the people and economy of the country.
Prime Minister Dhan Dhanya Krishi Yojana, developing agri-districts program. Motivated by the success of the aspirational district program, our government will undertake a Prime Minister Dhan Dhanya Krishi Yojana in partnership with states. Through the convergence of existing schemes and specialized measures, the program will cover 100 districts with low productivity, moderate crop intensity, and below average credit parameters.
Presenting her 8th consecutive budget, Finance Minister Sitharaman said the budget is focused on growth acceleration, inclusive development, invigorating private sector investments and enhancing the spending power of the middle class. Nagaland Chief Minister Nipiu Rio today congratulated Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman for presenting a historic 8th consecutive Union Budget 2025. In a social media post, Mr. Rio also appreciated the government's efforts for inclusive growth and empowerment by focusing on farmers, rural prosperity, regional connectivity and women entrepreneurs from SC/ST. Nagaland's Lok Sabha Member of Parliament, S. Supungmerin Jamir, has raised concerns over the union budget presented today, describing it as lacking uniformity in development across states. Mr. Jamir emphasized that while the budget addresses development goals, it fails to provide equal attention to all regions, particularly the Northeast. Talking to Akashvani News, Mr. Jamir expressed disappointment that there are no significant national projects or initiatives specifically targeting the Northeast region. The budget makes a general reference to the Northeast, but it does not outline specific measures tailored to its unique needs, Mr. Jamir remarked, while questioning whether the central government would be willing to provide the necessary resources and support to implement the proposed developments in the region.
What we have observed is particularly the budget which they have presented today. It is another common budget. But when we look towards the developmental, it is something like they have not given the uniformity of the development for all the states. But it's like traditional development choosing the state. So where it will deprive the other states for the same development activities and the facilities. And at the same time, it is very sad to say that there's no particular nation projects for the reference to the Northeast. It is they have simply referenced the command, but they didn't identify what will be the best for the Northeast.
This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and our YouTube channel, AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You're listening to the evening news. The Union Budget 2025 was presented today by Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman. Talking to Akashvani News, people in Nagaland are finding this budget promising, with proposals to reduce personal income tax rates and increase investment to spur growth. The budget has been largely received positively in the state. Kenny Rino, a member of the startup community, praised the initiatives aimed at supporting new businesses.
It's encouraging to see that the government of India still strongly supports the startup ecosystem, and we're happy to see a fresh set of funds is going to be contributed to the fund of funds. There's an expansion of MSME credit to MSMEs in the country. Also happy to see, especially also in the logistics section, where India Post is going to be a logistics hub. So a lot of new initiatives and schemes are seen, and I think it's going to also help startups and entrepreneurs in the state.
Chota Zonyena, assistant professor at Futsero Government College, Nagaland, appreciated the announcement that no income tax will be levied on earnings up to 12 lakh rupees.
My view on the budget is that the government has listened to the cries of the middle class on high taxation. Also, consumption in the country has been sluggish in recent years, prompting the government to stimulate consumption by exempting income up to rupees 12 lakh from income tax. Accordingly, consumer goods stocks are performing well in the market.
Azonyo, a local women business owner, expressed her approval of the credit expansion for SDSC women entrepreneurs.
The finance minister announced that new scheme will be launched for SC and SD women first-time entrepreneurs by providing term loans of up to 2 crore rupees in the next 5 years. This will empower women and marginalized communities to start businesses, as it will provide financial support and long-term loan repayment options. This will spark growth in small businesses and create job opportunities, and will benefit homemakers both directly and indirectly.
Meanwhile, Kenny Mifo, a well-known businessman from the state capital, Kohima, expressed support for the measures aimed at MSMEs but voiced concerns over the tax hikes on certain items.
Regarding the union budget, we, the entrepreneur in Nagaland, I'm from Kohima, we are very happy with the budget. Like the advantage for micro enterprises, the government is giving more loans for encouraging the micro enterprises. And for the first time entrepreneur, there are lots of schemes coming out from the central government, which is a very positive sign for us. Apart from that, the taxes of the item have increased a lot. Some items which were 8% have increased to 12%, 18%. Now the government have levied maximum taxes to the public, but we don't see the promise given by the government regarding one government, one taxes. The taxes rate have increased, but till now in the police gate, there's interstate gates, local taxes and all, underground taxes also we have to pay. I don't think we are following the policy of one government, one taxes.
On completion of the rehabilitation work, the road overbridge near Hotel Tragapan Dimapur, which was closed since October 1st last year, will be open for vehicular movement from 7 a.m. tomorrow. Commissioner of Police Dimapur, Kevituto Sophie, in a traffic advisory, informed that the route from Deluxe Point till Holy Cross Point and Care Mahal to Deluxe Point will continue to remain one-way traffic. Entry of commercial vehicles of any type will be restricted on the new flyover from Tourist Lodge towards Deluxe Point and vice versa from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. the entry of heavy vehicles from Newfield Interstate Check Gate inside Dimapur will be open from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. daily. The traffic regulations may be subject to changes as per the traffic convenience and feasibility. And now to end the news, the headlines once again. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman presents first full-fledged budget of the third term of NDA government. Nagaland Chief Minister Nipu Rio congratulates Finance Minister Sitharaman for presenting a historic 8th consecutive union budget. Nagaland's Lok Sabha MP Supong Meran Jamir raises concern over union budget. And road over bridge in Dimapur to open for vehicular movement from 7 a.m. tomorrow. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 a.m. tomorrow. Have a pleasant night.